AP News, I'm Shelley Adler. Israeli attacks have killed dozens of Palestinians in the last couple of days. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
More than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, have been killed in airstrikes on two homes, rescuers and hospital officials say Saturday, a day after the UN chief warned again that nowhere is safe in Gaza and that Israel's ongoing offensive is creating massive obstacles for aid distribution. The Israeli military announces troops arrested hundreds of alleged militants in Gaza over the past week and transferred more than 200 of them to Israel for further interrogation, providing rare details on a controversial policy of mass roundups of Palestinian men. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two Denver area paramedics were convicted Friday for giving a fatal overdose of the sedative ketamine to Elijah McClain in 2019. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
It took jurors 2 days to reach a verdict, which Judge Mark Warner read.
We, the jury, find the defendant Jeremy Cooper guilty of criminally negligent homicide with the signature of the foreperson. We, the jury, find the defendant Peter Chikuniak guilty of criminally negligent homicide.
The paramedics could face years in prison at sentencing. Video shows police stopping McClain walking from a store after a suspicious person complaint, carrying a plastic bag, wearing a ski mask. His mother said anemia made him cold. The paramedics gave McClain ketamine after he was restrained. The dose too much for the 23-year-old. I'm Julie Walker.
And from the NFL, Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence cleared the NFL's concussion protocol Saturday. He will travel with the team to Tampa Bay to face the Buccaneers. This is AP News.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Pope Francis turned 87 this week, celebrating with a festive audience of children. It closes out a year that saw big milestones in his efforts to reform the Catholic Church, as well as health scares that raised questions about his future as Pope. It was blessings for same-sex couples that capped the Pope's year of change. Francis formally approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples in a new document released this week. AP's chief Vatican correspondent Nicole Winfield explains the rules behind the blessings.
It shouldn't be done at the same time as a civil union being registered legally. You're not even supposed to wear the types of clothes that could make it seem like it's a wedding.
David Jobin of the Our Fund Foundation says he is disappointed that the church did not go further.
You know, to be told that suddenly priests can acknowledge my marriage of 12 years, it doesn't have a lot of relevance in my life.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Shelley Adler, AP News.